Good morning, and welcome to How to Grow Your Faith, a weekly podcast of First Baptist Church of Brownsville. Faith is like a muscle that needs to be exercised. In this series, Daniel Simons examines several tools that God uses to grow our faith and how we can leverage them to grow our faith. When our faith is growing, it is easier to keep calm and have faith. So let's listen in. I apologize for the extended hiatus that we have been on with our How to Grow Your Faith podcast, but I do want to reassure you that I am working on continuing to produce these regularly. With that said, let's jump into today's session as we continue to learn how we can grow our faith. We've discussed various topics over the past few months, topics that lend to growing our faith. Things like pivotal circumstances, which was the last one we talked about, and how we can respond to various things in our life, various events that change the way we live out our faith. We've also talked about different things that we can do related to Scripture that will help us grow our faith, ways that we can serve, ways that we can give, you know, just a variety of things, ways that we could disciple, a variety of things that grow our faith when we practice them. Today, I wanted to talk about the importance of Scripture memorization. In the past sessions on practical teaching, we've talked through reading the Bible and studying the Bible. Both are extremely important, you know, because the Bible is the Word of God. It is the inerrant, infallible Word of God. And we look to the Bible as our greatest resource, the only source of truth when it comes to the nature of God and salvation. And so as we look at the Bible, it's important that we read the Bible, that we become familiar with the Bible, and then we should be very comfortable with studying the Bible, not just reading a verse, but actually digging into to find what that verse means by looking at the context of the passage and the language used. But also, as we study the Bible, we begin to memorize Scripture. And what's the importance of memorization of Scripture? Well, Scripture is the way we find how God would have us respond to life's circumstances. So in, for example, when we look at Philippians 4, we see that we are to be anxious for nothing, and in everything, through prayer and supplication, we make our requests known to God. So verse 6, Philippians 4, verse 6, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and pleading with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." When we are dealing with the stress of life, when we are dealing with those pivotal circumstances, if we look back to Philippians 4, 6, and 7, if we know those by heart, if we have memorized them, then we can find peace, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, which surpasses comprehension. We can find that peace of God that will guard our hearts and minds through the work of Christ Jesus. So one of the marks of the new covenant is mentioned, it's prophesied in Jeremiah 31:33. And then the author of Hebrews reiterates that in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, and Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. And basically, he's saying that his word, God's word, will be on our hearts, and it will be written on our minds. Let me read it to you, just so you can get the full imagery of the passage. "This is the covenant which I will make with them after those days, declares the Lord. I will put my laws upon their hearts and write them on their mind." He then says, "And their sins and their lawless deeds I will no longer remember." So God will put his word upon our hearts, and he will write them on our minds. So as we grow in our relationship with Christ, as we grow closer to Christ, we will find the Word of God will begin to dwell in our hearts, and it will be written in our minds. We will be able to turn to Scripture for wisdom. As we seek out God's wisdom, He will reveal it to us through the passages of the Bible. And there are a variety of reasons why this is important. By memorizing Scripture, we memorize the truth of Scripture. Most Christians are familiar with the passage John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And it's one thing to memorize the words, but to memorize the passage itself, the heart of the passage, the truth of the passage. And when we memorize and understand the Scripture that we are memorizing. Another thing to remember is when we look at the life of Jesus, Jesus knew Scripture. Jesus could quote Scripture. Jesus, who is our benchmark in all things, was very comfortable with Scripture. And when we look at Matthew 4, verses 1 through 11, and the section that is talking about the temptation of Jesus, how does Jesus respond to those temptations? When the devil tells him, I will give you food to eat if you are the Son of God, command that these stones become bread. That's in verse 3, and Jesus responds, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And then again, the devil tries to tell him to test the strength of the, to test the Lord, to test how the angels will respond. And Jesus replied, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. And every time Satan tempted him, Christ responded with, it is written. It is written. And how do we respond to the temptations of the devil? How do we respond to the temptations of life, the things that would try and draw us away from our relationship with God? We respond with Scripture, Scripture that we are memorizing, Scripture that speaks the words of truth to us. You know, we can find our identity through our relationship with Christ. We can have peace in our identity through reading what the Bible has to say about God's love for us. So what I would encourage you this week, that whatever you might be dealing with in life, the Bible is going to speak about it. And I would encourage you to turn to the Bible and meditate upon what the Lord has to say in Scripture, and to let it be written upon your mind so that you might know it and be comforted by it. So remember, we grow our faith through knowing and memorizing Scripture, which then helps us to keep calm and have faith.